earth.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a screechingly inspirational The Abundant Power Hour show. Wow. I talk about technology. Whew. All right. Well, hopefully that won't happen again during the show. There's lots of energy here. It's all good. This show is really about empowerment, and it's about self-empowerment. And we usually pick topics, which tonight we are going to talk about chakras. We do have a hand raised already, which is awesome. So we'll get to that caller in just one moment. I just want to point out that we are going to be talking about chakras and what they are and how it's more important now than ever that we understand our own energy system. So I think that is, maybe you still with me?
Yes.
A lot. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Well,
what we're
going to
do first, we'll take the caller, the person that's raising their hand first, and get you on the air, and let's have a conversation, and then we can chat, or you can join us in this conversation. Hello, area code 727. You're on the Abundant Power.
Hi. Thanks. Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Who is this?
This is Kate. I'm calling from Florida.
Kate. All right, Kate. How may we be of service this evening?
Oh, what a fun question. The content says that... I hear my voice now. Let me go away. That you're using the tarot for direction and clarification?
Yes, Anita is a wonderful earth path guide, and she uses different things in her shamanism practice. So if you would like a reading, I think Anita's really up for that. Is that something
you'd
like?
Anita, I'm up for it, too.
All right. I know she's with us. I'm getting a delay on her. I don't know if it's her headset or what. So, hang on one second. Anita, you with us? Hello?
I'm with you.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah,
it's a little
I'm with
quiet
you.
Over there. So I'm okay. Hearing what Kate, now do you have a specific topic that you want some direction on, or is this just an overall?
General. It's just whatever you're led to, Anita. Whatever's for my highest and best good.
All right. Then I'm just going to ask that we're protected and that there's a shield over us so nothing negative comes in through reading and that everything that they bring us is for your divine good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what they want you to know, Kate. I am pulling the first from the Power Animal Oracle card by Stephen Farmer. So we'll see what, I feel we all have a lot of animal guides. And, all right. So you got the lion, which is courage. And the lion says to ask for what you want. So is there something that you've been hesitating to ask for, or is it hard for you to ask? Are you a giver instead of a receiver?
No, Anita, it's interesting because this must there's definitely guidance coming through. I'm not having mm-hmm. any difficulty asking. I actually mm-hmm. have in front of me a mm-hmm. book called The Law of Allowing. And in
oh,
that,
nice.
And believe me, I just find the complete irony and humor in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
His first tenet is don't ask. I know.
That's funny.
I agree. I think it's just, I think it's playful. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's also about what I've been saying to folk when they ask me about this or that. Just gather all the information and then relax into it and flow with it and get in the current and
mm-hmm. well, it's all
allow
about
it.
Discernment too.
Yeah.
Because we all have a choice, even if even if we get signs, let's say some people believe that, you know, maybe their grandmother's with them or they see signs of their
sure.
past grandmother, then, you can ask, but you always have the choice, you know, to do what you, like you're saying, what your intuition or your gut tells you to do.
Yep.
So that's very true. Very interesting, Vicki.
I know. I thought
there,
that
right?
was just, I really got a huge kick and smile when the card said, ask for what you want. I think there's no, I don't question at all that without clarity, you're
uh-huh.
just sort of meandering and you can't possibly be, you know, unless you just want to live in sort of a cloud and be happy with no matter.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with desire and preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, knowing what you want. I think all of us, most of us, get
mm-hmm.
stuck in that
mm-hmm.
insistence of a magic wand and that things happen instantaneously in terms
mm-hmm.
of our perceptions of whatever that instantaneous insistence is or that they happen
mm-hmm.
a certain way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mean they're looking at it to happen in a certain way or there's perspectives.
Yeah, I think most
way.
Of us have got it. You know, I guess the classic example, and it just gets said so frequently, is
mm-hmm.
I want this particular man or woman,
mm-hmm.
and no one else will do. Well, there may be 100 people in your immediate circle, in our immediate circle, who are
mm-hmm.
vastly more compatible and
mm-hmm.
would be a complement to us. We get stuck
mm-hmm.
on it has to be that person right now.
I'm glad you brought that up because what I always tell people to do when they make a vision, and
mm-hmm.
Anna's, you know, very familiar with all this stuff too, is when you have a vision of something, you know, a goal or a partner or a career, to me, it's always better to add at the end or better.
Yes, absolutely.
Because exactly
yes, I agree
what
with
you
that.
Said, we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
So we're asking for something, but maybe there's something even better for us that we don't know yet. So it's interesting because your second card I pulled from Angels and Ancestors, and you got a trader, like trading goods, exchange
mm-hmm.
energy to create abundance. And so
wow.
the universe operates under the law of cause and effect and is always looking to return to a natural state of balance. So I think that's interesting with the balance that you had. don't ask, and I had ask.
Yes, and that's and exactly, and that's where I found the humor. That, and in that allowing and letting go, it's not whatever letting go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a letting go of this or something greater.
Right.
Or
right.
better than maybe outside of my current awareness.
Yes, and this card even says at the end, this is to prepare you to open up to even greater opportunities in the coming days, weeks, or months. So you're right on, Kate. Yeah.
There's nothing like validation. Well, there is.
That is.
Love and validation both go hand in hand. They're both great.
But you are spot on.
Well, thank you for this. What a joy.
Sure. Thank you for calling in.
And I'll keep listening if you'll mute me, because I may have something else come into my awareness that will be helpful.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Kate.
Thank you, Anita, for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was listening to the two of you, and there are things like insert, like Kate was saying, don't ask, and then you were saying ask. But we actually ask energetically. We don't ask. We don't ask consciously. Let's put it that way. So understanding the ask, what does that mean? Usually, I love what Kate said, you know, sometimes we think it has to be a certain way, and that's our conscious thinking. But unconsciously, what I'm understanding is based on, of course, your unconscious mind and what you're feeding that energetically and what it knows as your story, there's a lot of things that are playing here. And so it's about energy. So when we consciously ask, it could be actually in resistance to what we are unconsciously asking. And that's a lot of reason why what we think we should get, because internally that deep down unconscious thing says, I'm putting a stop to that, because that is not familiar and is not in conjunction with our story. And that's why a lot of times, you know, we'll talk about shifting the unconscious mind, because we do run 95% on unconsciousness based on the 5% of consciousness that says, oh, I want that person driving that car with that color hair. You know, we start getting in, because it's a lot of the information out there is a little mixed up. It's like, you know, give the details, you know, write down what you want. And really what the universe is saying energetically is what Kate was saying, is that there's somebody within that circle of you, because you're attracting certain people into your life and certain things into your life based on your energy. So understand that match is there. Now, maybe you are not realizing a pattern and you end up with the same type of person every time you date somebody, and I'm just using these for examples, but that is when you can recognize that, then you can shift, because it's about awareness. That when
you mean,
you bring that
you mean
awareness,
like, you mean like my six marriages?
Yeah, like
a pattern.
Six marriages. Yeah, like a pattern like that. Yeah.
I get that.
I love it when we're the example, right? Oh, we're totally the example of what not to do. But in the what not
exactly.
to do, we learn, right? We, like you said,
exactly.
those were your teachers. Those were your experiences. So to me, I love that's like true law of attraction. It's just, you know, in a way that's kind of not so vulgar, it will mess with your mind. It just will mess with your mind when you really think about it. And when you really get into the flow of, like, getting it, like when you let go and you just are excited because you know things are going to start happening and showing up, because – and you watch it. You can be in observation mode and just watch it. I mean, we talk about what's happening in the world today, right? We created that. Like, tribal mentality created that. And that's a big one, right? So it's like – that thought, the thought becomes things, right? That's, you know, so choose the good ones. That's what, you know, thoughts become things, choose the good ones. So, you know, that's why I want to do what we're doing now, is like step into what energy is, what is, how can we shift the energy? How can we move the energy? Because, you know, we picked the topic of chakras tonight, and what are they and why they're important. And everybody has chakras. Let's just chakras, whatever you call them, energy points in your body. It's important that we understand, first of all, what they are and why. I mean, you don't have to, like, remember the colors, and you don't have to, you know, just know that you have this energy system within you. And when you can tap into aligning that system, it just opens you up to manifest, honestly, to create, because that's what we're here for. We're here to create, whether it's a thing to do, we would call it a job or a hobby or whatever, or a person, a mate in our life, be, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, children, whatever it is that we want to create, because we are naturally creators. I think we just kind of forgot that we're naturally creators. So, so that was the topic. And I love that Kate started our show with this, this beautiful, beautiful energy, you know, just coming in and, you know, and showed us the yin yang, right? The ebb and flow, the, you know, everything has has the, if you want to call it contrast, or has the opposite. And that's what makes us look at the, you know, we look up, we can look down. We can look left, we can look right. You know, we say good, I don't say bad, I say not good. You know, again, we shift our words in creating the life that we want. And so, yeah, let's talk about chakras. And I, you know, some people might say, well, what, you know, that was the thing. I think I've had 3 or 4 chakra conversations this past weekend. So it just came up.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's talk about chakras. Yeah. Because, and trying to help people understand, actually was trying to help somebody know what the colors are, because they bought some stones. And I was looking at the stones, and I have a very similar set of stones, but they actually, the colors are more, I said, wow, my colors are more in line with the chakras. Now, I'm, you know, a silly visual artist, so I kind of play around with color theory, and the easiest way for me to explain to somebody is it's like a rainbow from the bottom up. So we want to go red, yellow, you know, so we go red, yellow, orange, or red, excuse me, red, orange, yellow. Oh, look at me, I'm
right.
Looking at it up.
That's
So red, orange, yellow, and then the yellow, because red, if you know color theory, yellow and red make orange. So if you know what the rainbow colors are, you can figure it out. So then they get the yellow, and then they have green, and then they have blue, because yellow and blue make green. And then you have the purple, and then you have white. And those are the differences. You know, on a lot of rainbows, we do have purple. And then there's this white, which we call our crown chakra, which is kind of the area just above your head. That's a way to know about the color and understanding. And, you know, jump in here, Anita, because you're, you know, we both play with Reiki, but I think you're probably more active out there.
Well,
I use Reiki for myself in meditation. Yeah,
no, you're spot on, except for the crown, some people see as violet too. But other than, it can be violet or white.
Violet or white.
Did I lose? Yeah, violet or white is, because a lot of groups that I've been in, they say violet, but white, it can be white, seen as white also.
Yeah, I think that, the third eye color is generally like, what, an indigo blue, and that's why doing the Reiki, we did the indigo blue or the purple,
it's
and then
indigo.
We did the white as the crown chakra, So, just in a nutshell, like, there are different things, and here's the deal, and the reason why I bring up chakras is because it's really an indicator of us being out of alignment energetically. And you can kind of tell, you can kind of tell when you know, things are going on. I have a friend whose daughter is trying to get pregnant. And, you know, it's like, well, you should, I told her, I said, you should start wearing some orange or have some orange on you. And you should, you know, there's all these things.
Yep.
I mean, she's going through a lot. They're going through, she and her husband are doing a, in vitro, I guess. So there's
mm-hmm.
all this stuff that has to happen. And so I was trying to say, you know, it's about to me, that's about creative freedom. So what does having babies have to do with creative freedom? Well, that area is about your sexual energy. It's your creativity. It's, you know, it's all of that stuff. And you will find in your life, like, cause one of the questions I asked was, what do you do for fun? Like, what do you do as a, you know, kind of a hobby? And she's like, I don't do anything. I said, well, you know, do you like to do crafts? Or no, I don't really, you know, I don't. And it's like, it was kind of like pulling teeth, but you know, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay. So we're,
mm-hmm.
we're doing a lot of, you know, she's had gone to a lot of doctors and she's talked to a lot of, you know, specialists and stuff like that. So, you know, if you think about that second chakra and it's like right just below your navel. And so, the imbalances of that would be, you know, not getting into your creativity, sexual dysfunction, or not a lot of intimacy, some emotional isolation. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm not digging in someone's life unless they're asking me, you know, how do we shift this, which was kind mm-hmm. of the conversation more with her mom than with her. So I wasn't going to be extremely nosy, but I do know that, they own their own business. Her husband works, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, so I understand parts of that. And it's also that thing that actually Kate, you know, said earlier. It's like, you've got to make room. You know, like she was saying, you know, just let go. And it is
mm-hmm.
like, you know, but you also need to make room for what it is that you want in your life. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're different. You know, if you're talking about a partner or a mate, is probably somebody you know. That's kind of an interesting thing. But also, what are you doing in your life to allow that person into your life? Or a child, what are you doing in your life to allow that child in your life? Are you freeing up space? Are you so busy with your life that you're not stopping and taking a moment to really, and even just a few minutes a day, and envisioning having that child and what that would mean and what joy that would bring to you. Same with a partner, what joy that would bring to you and what would that look
mm-hmm.
like and how would you spend your
mm-hmm.
time together and how exciting would that be? So a lot of that is just us not just saying, I want a mate, you know, and leave it at that and then go about our business every day, but take time to really know, you know, whether we say write down the characteristics of that person. Or, you know, so that we have that sense of, you know, as we're journaling, I see me, you know, going out to dinner. I see, you know, so you're doing
mm-hmm.
all these, you're saying all these things. You're not only just saying them, but you're envisioning them and you're feeling it and you're getting into the emotion of it. And that's
mm-hmm.
the allowing part. That's the allowing yourself to know that it's on its way and get excited about it and what it's going to look like. And
mm-hmm.
you stop it when you look over your shoulder and you say, where is it? You know, because that's a lot of people do in the beginning. They want that. That's what I was saying about Kate, what she said. Everybody wants it now. You know, where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Yeah.
And in the asking where it is, you're actually pushing it away.
Right.
You're
or saying it'll
away.
Never happen. Or I actually worked with a friend that adopted because she thought she couldn't have children. And then she got
mm-hmm.
pregnant, and that isn't the first time I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like you said, she could now feel what it was like, and she loved it. And I mean, she, you know, she really did love kids. She did a lot of things
mm-hmm.
with a local theater and stuff, so she loved,
mm-hmm.
you know, creativity, kids, and all that kind of stuff. And so as soon as she, you know, had that adopted child, she got pregnant.
Yeah. So she was in it, and when
uh-huh.
she was in it, she experienced that joy, and that joy
mm-hmm.
just allowed her to let go of whatever it is with holding. And I know there are a lot of people in the world like that. Actually, my semi-newly found brother, Bob, was obviously adopted out. We just found him. And he and his adoptive parents, they adopted two boys, and then they have a biological daughter, which is his younger sister. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, we couldn't believe that we could have kids, and then now, boom, here we are. So that, you know, so it's being in the energy of it. And the reason that I want to bring up these chakras, because this is kind of like a, like your column or whatever, your the energy column that holds you up. So if you think about your root chakra being your base chakra and the color associated with that is red, you think about that, but that the root chakra is about kind of your grounding force and about how you live in the world. It's the foundation that we build our life. Okay. So it's safety, security, and stability. And the imbalance of that could be like just your scattered energy, anxiety, and fear, which, and this is one of the reasons too, I wanted to bring this up, because think about what's happening in the world today and how many people out there have a root chakra that is imbalanced, because they are living from that place of anxiety and fear. So, you know, and again, it's a lot of physical issues. And to me, the physical issues are the sort of, your physical body is like that last little flag that says, hey, I need some assistance over here. I need some sort of, and it'll pronounce, you know, it'll show up in all types of different diseases, lack of eases, okay? So you, again, looking at all these areas and people having, you know, issues, it's like, look at this energy. When this energy is off balance, then the person is off balance. And so they're not, first of all, you're not creating the way you should be creating. You're going to pull in things that don't feel good. And a lot of times, and I see this more now than ever before, is it's sort of a pill happy society. Well, this is what hurts and what ails. I'm going to take something to sort of help that. And I'm not, and again, I'm not saying don't do it, because obviously if you're under doctor's care, do that. And at the same time, all diseases, lack of eases, there has some sort of emotional underlying issue that's going on. And there are a lot of people in this world that will argue that with me.
Well,
And
one thing you can do just to ground, you know, to when you're in those emotions, as you know, is just to take your shoes and socks off and go walk on the earth. Walk on the ground. You know, that in itself is just grounding. It helps you with all the EMFs from computers, cell phone, and all that. And so it just grounds you with Mother Earth. And they said, I've read articles where people that have done that a lot have even, you know, had healing occur. Because like you said, issues can come up when it's blocked, and this way you're opening it up.
A lot of people will go out into nature, which I do recommend that you go out into nature if things are going on in your life, and just, I mean, seriously, that people joke around about hugging a tree, but that's one of the best things that you can go do is hug a tree, because that energy is, the tree is just so giving of its energy. And will allow you to, you know, when you just breathe in. And if, because this takes a little bit of time, and when you can clear your mind of just your mind chatter and allow yourself to just be in peace and space, that's a great way to get back into alignment. So the root chakra is, I think it's, you know, not, they're all important, but I think this area is an area that I think a lot of folks in the world are I don't want to say they need to go get another alignment or whatever. And I feel like this is a part of what's going on in the world today. And then a lot of, and then we move up, if we move up the scale to our solar plexus, which is like just below the chest, that represents our self-esteem, pleasure, willpower, personal responsibility, and the imbalance could be low self-esteem, control issues, manipulative tendencies, and a misuse of power. So those three bottom ones really are, how can you say this? They are more, to me, they're more about this physical realm, I guess, than the top
four,
way to
put
it. They're more about the physical realm. And think about it when you think, I had a gut reaction, you know, I had a gut feeling, or I felt that in my gut. I mean, that's your solar plexus. That's your intuition. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people ignore that. You know, how many people, I want to say now, like how many people are ignoring it out in the world and just listening to what they're telling you from the outside in, instead of listening from the inside out and really choosing to go with your solar plexus, your third chakra, and making choices for your life and making decisions for your very own well-being. And I think, to me, that's it's such a huge thing that's happening right now. And
a lot
of people
experience digestive issues.
Yes.
If that's not in alignment, which makes sense. Because it's your self-esteem, self-confidence. So if you're not feeling confident, then a lot of times you can have fear, and, you know, a lot of people feel it in their digestive system. So, yeah, spot on.
Yeah, and it's amazing how so many you can look on the outside at the ailments that are coming up. I think irritable bowel syndrome, I think, is one of them. You've got all kinds of ailments that people have. And it's like, so it's kind of like, what's going on in your system? What's going on emotionally? And that's the question. I would say, what is the question? When I've got, if anything comes up for me, besides drinking my water incorrectly, I'm trying to on that. But, you know, when things come up, I'm just like, what is it that's going on within me that allows me to feel this way? Because I've done this past weekend especially, I sat in long spaces of meditation and long spaces of just opening my mind to possibility. And it's like, you know, I felt like the years that I've been learning all of this and experiencing all of this, that it's just culminated into this place where I can just be at peace, which I absolutely love. And it's kind of like, well, you know, and there may be wonderful light workers listening to this, and you guys know all this stuff, and that's great. And so let's go out and let's try to get this out to people who are just waking up or just experiencing life and saying, okay, you are a powerful energy system. And when you allow your chakras to be in alignment, that will open you up to some amazing possibilities. It opens you up to wellness. I mean, if the chakras are in balance, it creates a disease. So that's the domino effect, right? Chakra imbalance, we have disease, lack of ease. So put the chakras back in balance. Guess what? We're well. And that, you know, and we can do that ourselves. You know, a lot of times we do go, you know, we love sending each other energy and helping each other align, and I think that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, I know it's not easy right now because we can't meet up, which is not easy for a lot of people. But there have been Reiki shares, and there are probably Reiki shares online. You know, find like Anita yourself.
Yeah. Well, I did two healing sessions today. We did one like we do where somebody said what they needed, and then we focused on that. And then another one was for a request for five people that needed some healing energy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. Nice. So, I'm just going up the list here. I hope that's okay. And if you certainly chime in.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So our fourth chakra is our heart chakra, And, the, of course, the color with that generally is green. I will tell you that pink is also a color that it's used when doing healing in the heart. And, of course, it represents love and self-love, and it's all about our relationships. And our imbalances could be depression, difficulty in relationships, and lack of self-discipline. So when it's out of alignment, then we feel that resistance in relationships and how we not necessarily even interact with people, but just how we feel when we're around other people. And are we are we coming from that place of love constantly? And, you know, if we had one chakra that I could throw out into the world, this would be it, right? So, you know, come on, let's line that up.
It can be heart. It can manifest itself like heart problems, asthma, or weight issues, which makes sense because, you know, a lot of people can use food as love, you know, so they gain weight. So there's, there's a lot involved with this that, you know, involved with this that, you know, you really want your heart to be right because it's compassion too.
For yourself. I mean, that's important too.
Have
compassion and worthiness and self-love. And, you know, we're not talking about this, like, we're not talking about ego, and that's a whole nother show. But this is about really loving yourself so that you can love other people, that you can send that energy out into the world like that. It's so important to know that. And you'll know, like, I've known people who, you know, are just, they've gone to the hospital thinking they, you know, they were having a heart attack, and only to say, oh no, you just, you've got heart palpitations, you've got some anxiety, you know, what's going on, only to find out they were having some difficulties in their relationship and stuff, you know, so it's kind of interesting how it all, it like lines up. You're like, wow, that's interesting. Like, a long time ago when I was first studying Reiki, I had a friend of mine that came to me and just kept saying, you know, I just, my chest hurts. I think I'm going to go have it checked out. And I found out later that she and her partner were having issues. And I was like, it clicked in my head. It's like, wow, that it does manifest physically. You know, when you, we don't think about it, we're just, even if you're having thoughts that aren't in alignment with what you are showing on the outside. Because, you know, people are out there, fake it till you make it, right? They're, you know, just be, pretend you're happy. I'm going to pretend I'm happy. Until I get happy. And sometimes, you know, energetically, just understand when that's out of alignment, those, that's the energy. That's the asking. So, and you'll see that, like, in your actions. To me, you don't even have to say words. It's just about the actions, you know. And then, of course, this is the one that I'm constantly working on, and that's the fifth chakra, which is like a light blue, pretty blue. But it's really, it represents our ability to speak and communicate clearly and effectively. So,
which,
and obviously
the
opposite
chakra
of that would be,
yeah,
it's a throat chakra, yes. And the opposite of that would be being shy or withdrawn, or showing a bit of arrogance, or even increased anxiety, which I remember when I was having issues in my relationship, I kind of shut down, and I stopped, I literally stopped doing podcasts for at least 2 years. And it was directly affecting my throat chakra because I felt like I didn't have anything I could say. You know, I was like forcing myself to, if when I did it, I just, I felt like I was forcing myself to speak, you know, and I didn't feel like I was.
I think it's about boundaries too. You know, you're talking about one end of it, but another end of it is boundaries too, because a lot of people sometimes don't speak their truth. You know, because like, let's say you asked me to do something, but I've already had, you know, have something lined up, but I don't want to disappoint you. So I did this other thing and I go with you, but maybe I didn't really want to do that, but I didn't want you to be mad at me, you know? So that's not setting a boundary for yourself. That's not saying,
you know, well, Anna, you know, gosh, I'd love to do that. Will you call me next time you go? Because I've already got something lined up right now. And a lot of people are afraid to do that, and especially in relationships. You know, they're afraid to disappoint somebody, especially when they're first going with someone. And really, that doesn't allow, that's your throat chakra where you're not opening up. You're not speaking your truth. So, yeah, you know, and what you said.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I totally agree with you. I think it's kind of funny. I actually had a conversation with my cousin last week, and he's, you know, he started talking about another cousin who he's like, I called him up. I asked him to do this for me. And it rang a bell when you said that. It's like, he said, oh, when I asked, he said, oh, it was his brother. He said, no, I asked him to come over and help me do something. And he said, no. And I go, well, you asked, right? he's like, yeah. And I said, so you gave him the option of yes or no. And I said, okay. He said, no. He goes, he didn't even give me a reason. I go, why does he need to give you a reason? You asked, and he told you no. So I look at it as kudos to his brother, my other cousin, for telling the truth, like for being honest. And it's not easy for people who aren't going to appreciate people for their honesty. You know, he's like, oh, he's just like that. You know, and he just started, and I said, well, that's who he is. You recognize who he is. Allow him to be who he is. I mean, he wasn't, it's not like he was just, I'm not going to come help you because I'm just going to be a jerk. I just don't want to help you. He's a very, he's very to himself, you know? I mean, I don't know the reasoning, and I'm sure there's some history or some story. One of the things that you know, I discuss is the fact that how my sister and brothers, we all communicate with each other. Like we are constantly talking to each other. And and we actually like each other. So he's like right now their older sister isn't talking. You know, so he's telling me, you know, I'm talking to my middle sister, and I'm not talking to my younger brother. I'm not talking to my, you know, so to me, that's interesting how people pick and choose, like, who they're talking to, who they're not talking to. And it's like, I told them, too. I said, you know what? You just won't line up with them if you're energetically not in alignment with them. You won't have to talk to them because they won't line up with you. And I'm not saying that your attitude is right or wrong, and I'm not saying their attitude is right or wrong. I'm just saying it's called an alignment, and it's called energy, you know? Because he told me once one of his sisters called him, and she was venting, and he said, I just offered her some advice. I said, did she ask you for your advice? He's like, no, I just offered it. I said, yeah, no, that was, don't, just listen. I said, do you ever just listen? But I'll tell you, he doesn't, he likes to do the talking, so I think it runs in the family. So here we go. Fifth chakra. We'll calm that down. So yeah, so then the sixth chakra is located just like the center of your forehead, just like between your eyebrows. And it's that that's your intuition and foresight. That people hear it called your third eye. You know, it's about being open, pulling in that imagination. And a lot of times when that's blocked, you lack direction and clarity as to what it is that you know what it is that you want to do, where you're going, your insights, you know. So
and I might say that some people have said, in you know, in my lifetime, that people I've talked to about that particular chakra have said that that's associated with your pineal gland, and that a good way to open that up so that you see things more clearly is because supposedly it can get calcified, I think they said, like through fluoride and other things. And so, I'm not medical, so, you know, go research it. But I know one way you can open it is through sun gazing, like when you're outside, just close your eyes and put your head toward the sun and let it hit right in that area. And supposedly that helps open it up.
That's nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice, and that's good. That's good generally for all of your chakras. Yeah.
Well, true.
Like, get out in the sun. But yeah, I can see that, because we do. I mean, if you think about it, we do, especially in the U.S. If you use regular toothpaste, you've put fluoride in your mouth every day, and that's been, you know, there's a lot of conversation around that, and you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of chemically stuff that we do. But yeah, so that's known as like your sixth sense or your third eye, and
mm-hmm.
And you know, it's always interesting when you become so aware of that, and that just opens up. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain it, but it's a really cool experience to have your chakras in alignment and just, I say, receive
mm-hmm.
from source or God or whatever label you want to put on
mm-hmm.
that energy. Amazing. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we've got our crown chakra, which is our seventh chakra. And you're saying violet. Oh, the I say
it can
the
be violet
third eye,
or white.
Violet or white, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's located on the top of your head, and that's your connection to source, representing higher consciousness, the divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, if that's closed off, basically, you're just disregarding the divine, basically. You're kind of closed-minded, disconnected with spirit, mm-hmm. and that it's kind of that conversation we had the other night. Like, how do we know that their crown chakra is open, right? So we can have these conversations.
Well, one way, though, you do know if you're an empath, because a lot of people are very empathic in the way that they can feel what people are feeling, or they can walk into a room and just feel the energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could, or they can go in somebody's house and they can see if you're sad or happy, or, you know, I mean, just some people have that ability because, you know, they're just, their third eye is more open. They're much more aware. And so of their feeling, you know, And
mm-hmm.
so a lot of times, you will, if you have that and it bothers you, you know, like myself, I really don't like going like to ball games and stuff because there's so much energy. I feel like a 2-year-old that I'm picking up everything and I'm going to
mm-hmm.
start running around in a minute because there's so many people. You know, I
mm-hmm.
do better in smaller crowds, and
mm-hmm.
that's an example of it. And so all you have to do is just say, you know, to your source, higher power, say, you know, shut my crown chakra down 30%, because it is
mm-hmm.
your body. I mean, you're talking to
yeah.
your body.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, open it up or shut it down if you need to. Like a lot of psychics, they say when they go to sleep, they say, okay, let me sleep. Don't bring me stuff all night. You know, close it down. So, yeah.
Yeah. So those are your, yeah, those are the chakras. And so now you know. And
mm-hmm.
Do you have any quick ways for folks to align their chakras for themselves? Is there a,
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I can go through something real quick for everybody.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay, yeah, if everybody just would, if you're able to, put both your, of course, if you're driving, don't do this, but close your eyes, and if you're driving, don't do that, and put your feet on the ground if you can, and then just imagine the energy, imagine just roots or strings or whatever you want to imagine going down to Mother Earth from your feet. And just keep those going down, 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 till you feel like you've reached the core of the earth, and then wrap those around the core. And then you're going to imagine all of Mother Earth's beautiful energy, because we talked about that being the grounding energy, just coming back up through your feet and then hitting your root chakra. and then all you do is just sit there for a minute and you just really look into your root chakra and you think about how you're feeling. You just pay attention to that area. And if you feel like, you know, you're a little tense or whatever when you're looking at that area, then all you do is, like I always ask Archangel Raphael to come in and put some healing green light in there. But, you know, you could do it whatever you believe in, you know, just call on a divine, you know, entity power to come in there and of course protect yourself before you do all this. But then you're going to just, you know, let that go for a minute, and then you're going to come up to your sacral and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to feel how that feels. And then you get used to feeling each of these and seeing what's going on. So go up to your sacral and just feel how that feels. Does it feel dizzy? Does it feel sick? Does it feel clear? And then go ahead and ask Archangel Raphael to go ahead and put some healing green light in there and sit with that for a minute. And now we'll go up to the solar plexus. And you're going to do the same thing. You're going to sit with it for a minute. How is that feeling? And I can tell mine's got a lot of action in it right now. So I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to put some healing green light in there and just ask for some calmness. And I'm going to sit with that for a minute. And now move up to your heart chakra. And most of the time, people can feel their heart chakra pretty well. You know, does it feel expanded? Does it feel contracted? Does it feel heavy, light? And here's what I like to do, especially in these times in the heart chakra. I'll ask Archangel Raphael, of course, to come put the healing green light. But then I'll also ask for, you know, Archangel Michael or God, the creator of all that is. You know, ask them to bring a white light through my crown down into my heart. And I'll imagine that they put this little ball of light in there. And then I'll imagine that light expanding out and expanding out a little more and expanding out around my body and expanding outside of my home, expanding out into my community and expanding out into the world. So it's that for me just opens up my heart chakra. You know, you do it however you feel comfortable. You know, you could just put the light in there and put the healing in there and just see how it feels. But to me right now, it's so important to have that bright light in your heart. So when you've done that, then just feel how that feels for a few minutes. Mine feels great after doing that. It usually does. Then you're going to come up to your throat chakra and you're going to feel how that feels. And then you're going to ask Archangel Raphael or whoever you feel is your healer to come in and heal that. Bring some green healing light. And just sit with that for a minute while that's happening. And then you're going to move up to your third eye. And usually you can feel pretty well. I had one person I was working with that the third eye was so open, it looked like they had like a miner's flashlight and another one like a lighthouse. So I can usually feel if people's third eye is open or not. Now, one thing I warn you about with your third eye, when you could start seeing real clearly, you're going to start seeing real clearly. So be sure you protect yourself so you have no fear about all the truths that you're now seeing. Everything that you're seeing clearly now, because it's a, you know, it is a gift, but sometimes we don't want to see everything we see. So that's why I ask you to protect yourself. But go ahead and ask Archangel Raphael to come in there and put the healing green light. And just feel how that feels. And then move up to your crown chakra and sit for a minute, see how it feels. Mine's usually buzzing pretty good because I'm doing, you know, healing during the day and sessions and working on things. So it, I can feel that it's busy a lot of times. So I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to come in and just put the healing green light. And I'm going to sit with that for a minute. And then just open up your crown and just release anything that's not for your divine good. After healing all the chakras, just release anything that was released out into light and love. And then just imagine that up from God the Creator or whoever is your person that you pray to, just imagine them sending a bright light back down through your crown, back through all your chakras, back through your legs, your calves, your feet, and just back down into Mother Earth. Pull that beautiful energy back up from Mother Earth, and then release it again out of your crown into love and light. And then just sit back and take a deep breath into your heart space. And then just release it. And then when you feel comfortable, come back into the room and just open up your eyes and see if you feel more balanced. That's the way I do it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And normally you can tell because you know your body the best when you feel, you know, activity or whatever in one of your chakras. So this is just a way to get them all with healing light and pulling good energy in and letting bad energy out and just getting balance.
Nice. Yeah. I like to create a white light, you know, as before I do my, you talk about protecting yourself and just create that white light surrounding you.
Yes, do that
as you
first,
do this.
Definitely.
And another way that I do alignments is as I'm going through my chakras, that's why I like the colors because that's how my brain works. And so I'll imagine those colors moving in that area and and aligning and just really just taking that area and just love, you know, you've got the green light, which is the loving light, and whatever color that chakra is too. So I appreciate that. That was wonderful. That was absolutely wonderful. Yep. Well, do you have time to pull a card or some cards for the group that's listening? Wonderful.
Yep. I'm going to pull angels and ancestors because I think they're really working with us during this shift. And this beautiful earth, this beautiful world. So I'm going to count on them to tell us what we need to know. I feel a lot more relaxed than I thought I was relaxed. So there you have it. Who knew? All right, I'm going to, I'm feeling like pulling a three if you think I have time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I actually put some extra extra time on this time, so we're not cutting off right at 60 minutes. But, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the first one, it's really beautiful, is called The Druid, Hold the Space, which is perfect for this time. So to me, hold the space for love. Hold the space for what you desire. Hold the space for your family. Hold the space for healing. So I think that's beautiful that that came up. So when this card comes up, you're guided to dig deep within and hold your station or space. If you're wondering what to do next or have a sense of anxiety about what is unfolding, time to shift your perceptions and move back to a state of trust. Perfect for this time. Think of a tree. It has strong roots, yet continues to grow and bear fruit. Your life will be a reflection of this. That's beautiful. We were talking about nature, too, so that's interesting that that card came in, grounding in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is mountain, which is great because, again, that's, you know, Mother Earth speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
So let me find that one there. And that one is hold firm to what you believe or what you are focusing on, because it's absolutely right. So also know, though, that what you're holding or focusing on is what you're creating. So Anna and I are big on that. Just be sure you're creating or thinking or focusing on what you want. So again, we just did the chakra, and it says mountain energy is powerful because it's firmly rooted in the Great Mother. And it reaches mm-hmm. high to the Great Father. And that's really what we just did. We reached down in the earth, and then we let go from the top and then pull back energy. If you're feeling challenged or pressured, know that your spirit is more powerful than you think. You know, and I, of course, always say your thoughts and you are more powerful than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So the mountain card invites you to stay exactly where you are, talk things over with those around you, and know that change will come to you. You will be whole and well at the end of this current situation and will not stand in the way of your future growth and expansion. Beautifully, we all need to hear that.
Yeah.
And then the last one, I love this, Anna. You'll like this too, is the High Priest. Intend and create. Recognize that you have the power to change your life. Face your fear and align with the light. You are a bridge between heaven and earth, which is what we just did, and it's important for you to know that you are more powerful and connected than you may think. Everything you're giving attention and energy to at this time is creating your way forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're just getting confirmation. So know that you're being guided by the ancestors to direct your thoughts and energies to what you want to grow, heal, and expand, and watch it happen right before your eyes. Beautiful.
Yeah. Just this validation for all the manifesting that we're doing. And that's, and again, when we talk about law of attraction, this is based, this is more energy based, even though we talk about words, because words do have energy. So what you're speaking out into the world and what you're speaking to people, and most importantly, what you're speaking to yourself is so important, and how we shift, we're constantly shifting and expanding and pivoting thoughts, and the more aware we become, it just, I don't know, you just have to look at the world, and I look at it as transforming. You know, some people are like, it's you know, they're out there screaming, it's a mess and chaos, and it's like, I see transformation. I see chaos,
see healing.
Clarity. I see healing. Yeah. I see something that's needing to happen in such a long time, and again, empowering every single one of us to understand that we are the power. Like, we have that core within us to be our own power. And that's the important part, is that we stand or sit or whatever in our own power, you know. So thank you so much for indulging my chakra.
I think it was perfect. I think a lot of people need that right now, and to be grounded. I think that was wonderful.
Yeah.
I just want to thank Kate for coming on too.
Truly, we appreciate Kate for calling in and starting us off this evening. So I am going to tell some folks about you, Anita. Anita's just I call her my abundance coach. She is so wonderful and so peaceful and so calming and has such clarity, and she can be that mirror. She's amazing, and you can visit her website at www.earthpathguide.com. Get in touch with her at askanita@earthpathguide.com. And as always, I just appreciate all of your energy and your insight when we do these shows. I think it's just amazing that you share your wonderful gifts with us. Appreciating you. Yeah. Well, thank you. Did you have anything else that needed to come through?
I just want everybody to know that this is all going to be a great outcome, and it's going to be a worldly outcome. So that's the neat thing about it. It's going to heal a lot of things in all of the world, and that's why I feel intuitively that we've been able through this pandemic to connect worldwide with people in other countries.
Yeah, it's all about connectivity and realizing too, like, individually we have all this power. Imagine what happens when we all get together, like everyone listening to this show right now. I couldn't tell you how many, because people listen, they don't call in, they're just listening. So you're part of this, and I feel like the vibration, the energy is just flowing and so high right now. This is the time. And I won't, Kate was like, you know, don't ask. You were like, ask. But this is the time that whatever that thing it is that you're wanting to manifest, I want you to envision that. And I want you to see yourself enjoying and loving and being in that, whatever, if it's a relationship, if it's a job, if it's, you know, it's a home, or if it's just travel or taking your mask off, whatever it is, just imagine that. Imagine being in that. I just want to say I appreciate everybody for being on the call. We do have someone who just raised their hand. I don't know if you want to take another call.
Oh, sure.
We've got a few more minutes left. Let's see. Hold on. Area code 512. You're on the air, the Abundant Empower Hour. How can we be of service this evening?
Hello, hi. How are you guys? I guess I'm just
good.
Listening to the show. I don't know what format the show works in, so if you guys are allowing people to ask questions or, you know, for spiritual readings or just with regard to... Yeah, okay. I guess I'm just curious as to what you may pick up as to being my life purpose or spiritual gift. If that's relevant.
Yeah,
if not,
No, that's relevant.
So you're asking what your spiritual gifts are?
Yes, and what you...
Go ahead.
And what you conceive of my life purpose as being. But go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. Anita will pull some cards for you, but one thing that... the first thing I'll say is just know, as a human on this planet, that you are very powerful, and... Obviously, you're asking this very amazing question. Mm-hmm. So Anita can pull some cards and help guide you. And I think intuitively, your gift is, if it's not already, I feel like it's trying to show itself to you. And it's just for you, it's stepping into the power of you. I guess that's the easiest way I can say it, is you just saying yes to it and allowing it. And I know,
it makes the most sense.
I'm kind of in that place as well, like stepping further into the much more energy work than I have been doing. I've been doing more on myself lately than I have been working. I've been working with small groups, but nothing major. But this is, you know, finally, it's like, yeah, stepping out of your comfort zone is the big thing, mm-hmm. because you get a sense that you have this, but it's this question of, you know, how receptive. I mean, we're doing these shows, so those that show up, it's like, all right, you're connecting energy with us. What does that mean? It's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, like, what's the next step? But Anita, you got something?
I wanted to confirm real quick. I'm so sorry. I just want to give you a little confirmation. What you said, you know, about becoming more of myself or stepping into myself, that mm-hmm. resonates strongly.
Yeah.
So, and yeah. I was just, to confirm, I just was recently diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder at 30 years old, and I had lived my entire life not knowing about this condition, and essentially now I find myself stepping into myself through this filter of, autism, so to speak, and I'm just really reinvesting and just understanding my identity now through a new lens.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because what Anna was saying, you got the night to be brave and honest. So do the
always.
Right thing. even if it's not the easiest option, and stand
I'm
to what you
honest.
Know. Good.
Yeah.
So, okay. Also here. Okay. To me. Okay, what I'm feeling is that you really already know. I mean, even you talking about this to me tells me that there's probably other people that need to hear what you have to say. You know, maybe other people who have now got a diagnosis and they didn't know for a long time. So, you know, I don't know if that's a direction you want to go spiritually, but I feel since you've lived it, you've been there, you know how it feels, that could be one direction you go in.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
So that's, go ahead.
My questions, usually I don't ask questions. I actually used to have a blog talk radio show when I was 18 or 18 and give readings and interview celebrities, psychics and authors and so on.
Oh, wow.
And ever since I was 11, I've known who I am and what my purpose is. So me calling in and asking you guys question is really more along the lines for confirmation, and you are doing that.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's good because the other one you got was the one we got for the whole group. So it was pulled again for you, which was intend and create.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that goes perfectly along with the other because you really, I can just feel with you, whatever you intend, it's going to be good. You know, it's going to be loving and you're going to create it.
Makes sense.
So,
Thank you.
So, I mean, you know, that's it.
You've given me the confirmation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I love your energy. And you, I felt from you too when I called them. I was like, and I'm not trying to be psychic or do a reading, but I was like, oh my God, her energy is so bogged down. Like she needs to breathe. It seems like you're probably, you know, under some amount of stress, but then again, we all are. So.
So you're talking about me?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Oh,
I just have this sense of discomfort. I don't know if the stress is that the stressors from your environment.
I have actually been doing a lot of healing work today.
Yes. Okay.
So
okay. So you're still
putting out a lot of healing energy, and I'm going to do some meditation and grounding and stuff. Before I go to bed. So that's spot on.
Mm-hmm. Please do, because I feel you're bogged out. You're depleted. You need to rest and get rid of everybody else's, you know, yucky.
Yeah, you got that.
Releasing like that. Don't hang on.
Well,
to it.
Thank you guys. I don't want to take up all the time, but I appreciate you so much.
Well, we appreciate you calling. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a fantastic evening.
You too.
All right. Bye. Well, awesome. Ending the call
yeah,
on that.
Awesome.
All right.
And I got a little reading, so hey.
There you go. Yeah. So yeah, I love everybody else's energy for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm planning on doing that.
Well, it looks like that we've got about, we only have a few, I put 90 minutes in here and now the hands are coming up.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
It's
how
up
are you
to
feeling?
You.
We'll do one more. So I'm going to pick this area code 804. You're on the air, the Abundant Empower Hour. How can we be of service?
Hi, my name is Hugh. Thank you for taking my call. I have something I'm putting out to the whole world to tamp down the chaos and bring more peace and love into the world. I just wanted to see how people are resonating with that. It does relate to a poem I authored, and I'm looking to make contact with a young lady who's going to be the poet laureate for the President-elect Biden.
Okay. Is there something that you're asking us?
Yes. Do you want me to repeat it?
Well, what are you asking?
I'm asking how my poem is being accepted globally. It has the potential to transform the entire field of global philanthropy and open people's minds in ways to care and share with each other in a more spiritual
mm-hmm.
and loving way.
Okay. All right. So you have a poem that you wrote, and you're sending that out to the world, basically.
I have been sending it out. It's
mm-hmm.
got some legs to it. Maya Angelou has commented on it. It's in the President Ronald Reagan Library. I put it out as a weapon against terrorism when 9/11 happened, and I also put it out as a global memorial to George Floyd.
Ah, okay. So this is something that's been in circulation for quite some time. So
yes,
first
but people,
I want to say thank you for
mm-hmm.
contributing to the peace of the world. I would say that. And then I would think that when you're putting that poem out into the world energetically to present peace and compassion and love to the world, that is intense. And to me, as long as you're
mm-hmm.
putting that poem out there with the intention of peace and love for those
mm-hmm.
out there, I believe it's something that is extremely beneficial for the world. So that's the only thing, Hugh, I would say energetically, like as you present it. I don't know if I'm picking up on something. I don't know, Anita, have you picked up on something?
No,
that's
the same thing I would have said. It's like anything we do. It's our intent when we do it for others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think as long as, and it feels like that's your intent. So as long as your intent is for that, it's not really looking at, you talked about terrorism and stuff like that, but not even looking at that aspect of it. And I know a lot of people
mm-hmm.
say, well, you got to look at it. And it's like, well, that's your contrast. So in
mm-hmm.
answer to that, you want to do something that is the opposite of it, which is the love and the compassion that you put into it and that you're presenting it to the world. Does that make sense? I think that was the thing I was
mm-hmm.
picking up on.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I actually am a way shower, and I put out simple messages to people. It's not about religion, but it's all about spirituality and telling people two things that Jesus Christ said: put God first always, secondly, love your neighbor as yourself, and that the material goods have absolutely no use when you go back at the spirit, but you will be accountable for what you did here.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, yeah, it's always important that people understand that, to me, as of course my opinion, is that we create our reality. And it's based on our, I want to say, stories or the things that we're putting out into the world. is what, and that's going to present what we'll see. I think we said this in the beginning of the show, and a lot of people, I don't know if they were listening or not, but we live 95% in our unconscious mind that runs mm-hmm. us every day, and only 5% in our conscious mind. So in order for things to change and shift in this world, we ourselves have to let go of that unconscious stuff that is stuck down within us. And that's how we're going to shift the world. When we let that go and let it go, which was, you know, Kate's message to us when we first started, we let this go and we just show that love and that kindness and that compassion, and we can shift the world. It's one person at a time, but we can do it. You know, mm-hmm. we can absolutely do it. So, mm-hmm. Hugh, as far as your poem goes, I feel like intention-wise, I don't know. I just feel like intention-wise, as long as you're sending it out into the world with that intention of love and compassion and love thy neighbor as you love thyself, I think that's important. That's the truest, most important thing that you can be doing. Even
yes.
though the poem itself is important, and I feel like the intention is, so if each and every one of us are sending out that love to the world like that, we have that intention, that's important.
I can mm-hmm. say the poem if you'd like me to. It's very short.
Yeah, as long as it's short, we've only got a few more minutes.
Yes, it's titled Caring, Sharing. It reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. I'm putting it out for artists, companies, nonprofits, or anybody to utilize to put on items like coffee mugs and posters and T-shirts with their own website to have it come back to them to show how they're adhering to the message of the poem being a blessing to others. When you're blessing others, that's a blessing back to you.
Yes.
That's true. That's definitely true.
Yep.
That's manifestation. Yep. At its best. Well, thank you, Hugh, for sharing. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it's people helping people helping people. I was blessed with an earth angel for a wife of 35 and a half years who taught me unconditional love. So in her memory, I'm committed to empowering women globally as well as indigenous people and rooting out corruption. Corruption is the biggest problem.
Beautiful.
It's probably the I want, you know, and we use different words because we don't usually try, we don't use the heavy words. And I think that when we understand that, you know, I feel like tribal mentality has caused what you would call corruption in the world, but we also have the ability to shift that. So
exactly.
It goes back to what, you know, when you can shift, when every single one of us can shift, and I will say probably not everybody in the world, because there's not a lot of people on the leading edge. There are very few people who think open-mindedly, who actually can look at their neighbor and know that even though their neighbor is doing something not nice, that person is doing the best they can because they're on their own journey here. And I think that's the important thing to understand. Instead of pointing fingers and pushing blame, when we start understanding that every single human on this planet does what they're doing by something that they have programmed within, they have within themselves that was programmed from even before the age of 7. So, I mean, and that's a whole nother show, but it's so weird how it is, because we've done those shows before, but also understand that our brain is wired a certain way. And until we decide to change our neural pathways, we're not going to change. Again, another show, because I love that. That's my thing. I'm all about shifting unconsciousness and moving people into a different space. And that is an incredible, I love seeing the results of that to me. Because I've done it for mm-hmm. myself, and I've helped others do it. And it's like, it's so cool to watch the shift when those unconscious things melt away and you don't have that anxiety and that fear anymore, and you're just letting go of stuff. So instead of looking at the corruption, we look at the ability to shift the things that don't feel good. And I think that's the important part of all of us on this call right now, as we're holding this energy, high vibe in this energy. Just think of what you want to happen in this world. What beauty do you want to happen? What do you want to see? How do you want to be in this world? That's the important thing. And this energy right now, collectively, we're super powerful right now. And I see that. I love every single one of you. This is amazing stuff. But Hugh, you keep sending out the messages and sending out the love, and we appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you taking the time with me, and I tell people if you can't do anything else, you can say a prayer, and God will put the ego in check where it needs to be. Thank you again.
There you go.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Oh, Hugh, thank you for the poem.
Nice.
All right.
Yes,
so we just
nice.
Have a few minutes, folks. We're not going to take the hands have started to raise here. Y'all, Anita and I are on every Monday at 8 o'clock. So get here at 8 o'clock and start asking the questions and get the readings. Every Monday we pick a topic. If you want a topic, you want us to talk about something, email ask@universalenergyradio.com, put in the subject line topic, and just send us a message and tell us what you want to hear or what you want us to talk about, and jump in on that conversation as well. We appreciate every single one of you. We love you and appreciate you, and we will talk with you soon. Thank you, Anita. Love you.
Sure. Love you, too.
We'll talk to y'all soon.